The Camp Philos Conference, sponsored by Democrats for Education Reform, was billed as a, quote, philosopher's camp for education reformers, unquote. Among its attendees are Louisiana U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, former U.S. Education Department Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Ruslan Ali, and filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is the honorary co-chair. The problem for the hundreds of teachers, educators, and education advocates who gathered in protest in front of the Camp Philos venue is that the education retreat shunned educators. Three teachers tried to pay the $1,000 registration fee. All were rejected. At a forum held before a march to the venue, retired Greenville Central School District music teacher Gail Richmond said she had registered for Camp Philos.
I was very interested in hearing what they had to say, was interested in being part of the discussion, and I thought it would be very worthwhile to be able to express our point of view from a public educator's standpoint.
But 2 days after she successfully registered, her fee was refunded and registration canceled. When she inquired, Richmond was told they had overbooked.
I wish I could believe that they were overbooked, but I don't believe that they were overbooked. I believe that they really don't want the voices of public educators heard.
Saranac Lake Teachers Association co-president Don Carlisto, a member of the New York State United Teachers Board of Directors, helped organize the protest.
The kinds of decisions that are going to be made by the attendees of Camp Philos, those are decisions that are going to impact public schools where I work and where kids in my community go to school. And I think those kinds of decisions about public schools should be made best by practitioners and parents and community members out in the open. It certainly seems strange that we would have a conversation about something as important as education and not include those that are practitioners.
Following a seminar at a nearby hotel, more than 300 teachers and education advocates donned rain ponchos and opened umbrellas to march the quarter mile to the Whiteface Lodge. NYSET, the Alliance for Quality Education, and the American Federation of Teachers organized the Picket in the Pines protest. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten stood on the soapbox to rouse the teachers.
Are you willing to reclaim the promise of public education?
Yes!
And we are going to fight till we put the public back in public education in this great state of New York.
I'm Chris Tannis from New Paltz. The ridiculous emphasis on high-stakes mandatory state testing destroys any chance for real instruction. Parents and teachers were excluded from what's going on at Camp Philos. They're selling us down the river to corporate interests. Parents and teachers have to stand up and say something.
Bob Lattiser, Ogdensburg. We're here for our kids. We want to make sure that they are having the best possible education they can, and they're not right now. I'm concerned about the privatization of education. We shouldn't be selling education to the highest bidder.
Paul Pecorelli. I teach in Patrick Medford, Long Island. My biggest concern would be the conglomerates that are trying to create this concept that charter schools are the way that public education needs to be done, and it's not anywhere close to that because we in the schools really know what to do. Public schools need to remain public schools.
Governor Cuomo was scheduled to attend on Sunday, but according to reports, rather than traveling to Lake Placid, he sent a recorded message. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.